talking about. Okay. So, what kind of ideas did you generate? What kind of insights did you come up with? What is the Orthodox life? Yes.
Family?
Family. What else? Yes.
Struggle.
That's the one.
See, I started writing in all caps. Now I have to keep it up. What else do you come up with the Orthodox life?
Prayer.
Prayer. What else?
Worship.
Worship. Other things to come up with.
Like
yes.
Abstinence.
Abstinence? Oh. I am very bad at spelling. And I don't know. Anyway. And so, third grade, Sister Agnes. I went to Catholic school. Sister Agnes was there, and it was parent-teacher night. And so my parents were there, I was there, and then she did what you're never supposed to do. She broke the fourth wall and she looked directly at me and she says, "You've got to learn to spell what? Do you think there's a machine that can check your spelling for you?" I love to go back and find her and tell her she was a prophet. Yes. Excuse me?
Love.
Oh. Love. Yes.
Community.
Community. You know, when I'm putting these together, I'm sort of thinking about what kinds of answers do I think I'll get. And I, in my whole time I was thinking this through, I never thought that I was going to get single word responses. That's great. That's great.
Lifestyle.
Lifestyle. That's a provocative one.
Life.
Life. They have a song now, that's life.
Growth.
Growth, I like that.
John in the bathroom.
Yes.
Repentance.
Repentance. I'm going to put that. I've gotten to the point where I just type what I think the right spelling is, and then it'll underline it if it's wrong. But yes.
Every one of these categories, I can see in other religions. I can see family very strong in other religions, certainly martyrdom. I'm trying to think, there's abstinence, you know, there are Catholic, I can remember on television watching this black Baptist man after a speech by George Wallace, who came to his church and he asked for forgiveness. And he says, it's kind of hard, he says, you know, he was such a racist, he says, but my Baptist heart had to forgive him. I see these things in other religions. What we were talking about that might be different is what Father Patrick once told me in passing, but it stuck with me. He says, Orthodoxy puts the bar very high. It has a very high bar that we aspire to, and we do the best we can to get there.
Well, two things, three things, four things. Wow, that's good. High bar. One thing is, that's a two-word answer. I came to the GTU from, I was teaching at Holy Cross out in Brookline, Massachusetts for about 3 years. And I came to the GTU and I had only, you know, I taught at Notre Dame, I taught at Helena College Holy Cross, and so I had a different kind of student when I came out here. And I had a different understanding of Orthodoxy. And so I was so excited because I was going to introduce the students at Berkeley to the uniquenesses of Orthodoxy. And every time I said, and this is very unique, then I would have three or four students say, oh yeah, we have the same thing. Oh yeah, we've got the same thing in the Lutheran Church. And it made me realize we're kind of all in the same boat. And so that, I think, is why my friends and I have been saying, what is it about the Orthodox life? What's the Orthodox life? What makes that special,
accepting,
different?
They're more accepting than the other religions that you have that are so tied in, you will do this.
Oh, you don't know my parish, do you? You don't know my grandmother, do you? What are they more accepting of? You mean the Orthodox?
The Orthodox are more accepting of differences. They're more accepting of thought, and it's not a demand. You will follow this. There are certain things, obviously, but it's not. If you have some openness and you question, that's accepted, and you can talk about it. There's other ones. Many other religions, they sit there, and now you're out, you're wrong.
Okay, I see what you're saying, and I'm going to rephrase it a little bit, and I'm going to say that it values free will. It values free will. And I do that because that's three words. The next answer I'm looking for is going to be four words. I thought I saw someone. Yes.
Creed.
The creed.
Ooh.
Oh. And it takes a whole lot of good talent to misspell creed. Yes.
Not true. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. In front.
Eucharist.
Oh. Again, one word.
Here's two words. I can't count.
Ecumenical councils.
You want her four.
Well, I'm only half able to do it. So you mean this way? How about B7 ecumenical councils? That's
one. B7 ecumenical councils. Thank you, Barry. Oh, you know, always thinking. That's wonderful. I'm going to look you in the eye. Yes.
What about tradition?
Tradition. Okay, yes?
My willingness to understand, accept, and strive for the difficult path.
Okay, you know, that's just a little bit too many words.
I wanted more.
You said something about the path? What path?
Difficult. The difficult path.
Difficult.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, we're almost done with words. Yes, you're...
Oh.
Oh, hope. Nice. Please.
Discipline?
Discipline.
Sister, she should help with
that. I think so.
It's a life of failure and then getting off.
Oh.
Failure of the depths.
What do you do? You fall down.
Getting off. Fall down and get up. Please. Thank
you. Deep personhood. True personhood.
Oh.
I
can't hear.
True personhood. So many good answers, and we're running out of paper. Yeah, please.
Piggybacking off of what somebody else said and what I read somewhere one time. Big T traditions and little T traditions.
I'm just going to do that. And that. Because we know.
What about fasting? I think that's the one thing that's...
Oh, fasting. That is. We're almost done. You know what? You all just. This is great. This is wonderful. Please.
Confession.
Humility. Too many words again. Confession. Humility. And then. Christ crucified.
The almsgiving be on there too?
Oh, and resurrected. Almsgiving. Almsgiving isn't necessarily discipline.
But I'm saying there's an empty spot on the board.
Where?
Under discipline.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that it's a subset. Yes. No.
The only thing I see there that really stands out is theosis. Yeah, struggle. And for me, I can only say, it doesn't make any difference what Orthodox church I go into. I feel the Holy Spirit.
Oh, I like that. I feel bad putting that on here, though. It's like you know, when you come up with a list of the 12 great feasts, Pascha's not on it. Because it's too big a feast to be counted as one of the 12 great feasts. So I kind of feel bad putting the Holy Spirit on here. Because the Holy Spirit is kind of too big for this list. You know what I mean? So I think that's great. And that's a perfect way of sort of going a little bit ahead.